what you want, when you look toward the future, when you look at all that's going on out here, is there some place within yourself you say, hey, I know I need to be out there in that arena. I know I can do more than what I've been doing. I know there's some great music that I have within me that I haven't brought out here yet. Is that something that you begin to look at within yourself? See, I say if you look at your life, and if you're not getting what you want, you owe it to yourself to do something differently. If you're on a job, 85%, they say, of Americans go to jobs that they're unhappy. If you're doing something 8 hours a day that you don't like, it's not giving you what you want, it's not giving you a strong feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment, you're miserable, you hate to go there, you're depressed just thinking about it, you sing the Thank God It's Friday song every week. If that's what it is, you owe it to yourself to start strategically working to change directions. See, but you know what most people will do? Most people will resist change. Most people will fight change as if change would be worse than what they're experiencing. See, they know this. They're familiar with this. Most people will not change.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
I wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Seriously, don't worry, Lindsay, it's legal.
Oh, gosh.
Good way to start.
That's a great way to start. I was telling Lindsay beforehand, I said, you know, my rule of thumb is you never brag about yourself. It's bad form. But you let everyone else in the world brag about you, and then you record it, and then you just play it on your podcast.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm in.
Hey, we've got a few people in the studio. Who's in the studio today? Reagan, are you here?
I am here. I'm here.
Are you on time?
No, I was late.
You was late.
How many seconds?
10 whole seconds.
What do you do? What do you do? 10
fired.
Whole seconds.
Yeah,
let him go. We're going to have to.
Yeah.
And we got someone else in the studio today. A special guest all the way from Texas, Houston, Texas, Mr. Gary Green.
Hello guys. How's everybody doing tonight?
We are doing wonderful. How's the world treating you out there in Texas, Gary?
Oh, it's great today. We got a beautiful sky out today. The weather's still kind of not as hot as it's going to be, so we're enjoying it while it's lasting, basically.
Awesome. Enjoying that beach life, I take it.
Yes.
Has a new house been built yet?
Yeah, man, I just got moved in a couple weeks ago, so yeah, just getting stuff, still working on unboxing things, and you know how when you move, it takes about a month or so afterwards to still kind of get settled in and unpack everything and, you know, stuff like that, but yeah, it's working out good.
I tell you what, I never want to move again.
Never.
That's real work. That's real.
I told Justin I would die in our house.
Yeah. Well, I told Gina, once we moved here, this is it. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to pack up and move again. So, but Gary's got that beach house with the boat slip and we call him here at, I don't know if you've heard this, but here at TW3, Gary is affectionately referred to as Gary Greenbacks. because he is the money man. I don't know if you remember the conference. Gary was sitting in the back, on the back. Was you on the back row or on the side row? You were on the side row across from where
Well, I remember him because he's the only one who looked like he just walked off the beach.
Yeah, I mean, he's got this natural groove about him. I think when Gary walks in, you know, I hear this going on in the background.
Super zen. Chill.
He just laid back, Mr. Chill. But Gary's been with us for how long now, Gary?
Probably 3.5, going on 4+ years, something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's been with us a while, and at the show, at the conference, he was there, and I mean, just every day, 1, 2, 3 sales was coming in.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, how is he doing that?
I was like, what's going on?
You're going to have to go talk to Gary. He's the man. That's all I can say. That's Gary Greenback's Green right there.
Absolutely. I go up into my hotel room and make a set or enrollment and then come back down the next day. And I was like, okay, I got an extra spring in my step now. I'm like, okay.
All right, what are we doing after lunch, folks? Let's go play some golf. Now, he's got it going on. Gary is the man. Well, listen, guys, and of course, Miss Lindsay. Say hello, Miss Lindsay. So are you doing well today?
I'm doing great, yeah.
Were you late?
I was not late.
You weren't late.
I am punctual to a fault. Yeah, I'm actually usually awkwardly early.
Awkwardly early. That's me. I show up too early.
Describe it. Awkwardly early.
Why is this guy here so early?
The party's at 7. You're here at 3.
Gotta be ready.
You never know.
Salad, I guess.
That's right. Well, listen, guys. Tonight we're talking about, what are we talking about? Tonight's show is about...
Going over his notes.
I'm going over my notes. I should have read this before we started. This is episode 320. Tonight we're talking about mindset versus skill sets. What are they? Why do you need them both? And how both help myself, Gary, Lindsay here, Reagan, thousands of entrepreneurs that are working with TW3 in one form or fashion, how they're making money each and every day. I'm actually going to tell you a story tonight about one of my money makers that was this week that I used about running surveys and how I made $10 per person that was netting me anywhere from $100-$150 a day the few days that I ran it. And I'll give you a little bit of tidbit on that and how he did that. Of course, Gary's going to be speaking a little bit tonight about what he does and what he thinks new people ought to be doing when they start and launch their business. He is a pro. So you guys listen to him. I'm honored to have him as a special guest tonight. Reagan's going to be talking about some silly things that he saw on the internet today. And then Lindsay's going to be talking about skill sets that you need to be working on daily. So that's where we're headed. If you've got questions, and we do have some questions sort of already queued up that people have sent in and actually called in. And so we'll play those questions, of course, on the show. We will play that, and then I'll answer that. But if you've got questions now, what are you laughing about?
I've got a question. How have you lost so much hair?
How have I lost so much
hair?
That's
from a Michael C.
Well, Michael, let me tell you how. I got this neighbor of mine that just will wear you out. And so sometimes, you know, the stress of living in such a hostile environment is called the early stage balding.
I think did Reagan contribute to some of that, I think, right?
No. Yes. Yes, Gary, he did. Him and his four siblings. I tell you what it was. It was M&M's Mortgage and Marriage. That's what contributed. So anyway, good stuff. So yeah, we'll be talking about any other questions that the peanut gallery over there needs.
No, people are saying, hey, they're coming in. You might want to go over where they can submit questions.
Okay, yes. If you want to submit questions and be on the show tonight and have us read your question, go to terrywilson3.com/live. terrywilson3.com/live. There's a little icon that'll pop up if you're on a tablet or a laptop. Now, if you're on a mobile device, you might want to have one window open to listen to the show and then go back over there and see where that little icon is. It's my little smiley face and says, let's chat. You click on that, the Pure Chat will open up, and then you can submit questions. I know on some mobile devices it hides that, so you might have to open up two screens to see that. All right. So tonight we're talking about mindsets versus skill sets. And we had a great show, I thought, last week and week before that.
It was a different podcast, but I liked it.
It was a different podcast.
A lot of people liked it.
If we've had a tons and tons of feedback. I will say, out of all the we typically get, I would say 20 to 50 feedback on our podcast, because I want to know, you know, what are we saying that you like? What content do you want? Is there anything that we can help you with to take your money, your business, and your life? Because the whole premise of this show is entrepreneurialism, how you can take anything you want to do, any goal, any financial goal, and here's a tool you could use. So that's what we cover. But it also, you know, I learned early on, because Lindsay, when we first started, all I was doing was equipping people with a landing page and a voice broadcast dialer, and that was it. And it was like handing children a loaded gun. In the fact that you've got this wonderful tool that will broadcast to thousands of people, targeted people, that you could sell insurance, real estate, direct sales, anything you want. But if you didn't have the mindset to be creative, to know how to craft that script, mm-hmm. if you didn't have the mindset that said, okay, this don't work, so I'm gonna try this, and a little bit of patience.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just like, I always tell people there's an employee mindset and an employer mindset.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
The employee says, hey, I tried and I worked really, really hard. You owe me. Mm-hmm. The employer says, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off. I'm not going to work at all, but I'm going to execute on this, this, and this. And I know, because of time and doing this and developing a craft, I know it'll pay off. Mm-hmm. And so I don't expect anything other than what I execute on.
Yeah.
So there's that whole dichotomy between effort and execution mm-hmm. that people sometimes. And so, you know, early on, we was giving these people these tools, and it was just like they were coming from just, I don't mean to be disparaging, because it's not a judgment, but they'd never been in entrepreneurialism.
Right.
Their minds was always conditioned, hey, I worked really hard. Where's my money?
Yeah.
You know, well, sometimes it's not about effort. You've got it. So did that work? No. Well, then why didn't it? And you start analyzing it, and you start looking at it, and you say, okay, let's try this. Maybe it was the right script, but it was the wrong people that you tried to target, mm-hmm. you know? So all of that marketing. So I learned real quick, and that's why we brought Myers-Briggs on and all this stuff, that where we can work with people and their personality types and really mm-hmm. start helping them, as Seth Godin calls it, the inner game and the outer game. Because if you don't have both, you know, and here's the other thing. You get hooked up with some of these guys and it's all mindset stuff, but there's no way to apply it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of inspirational, motivational content out there mm-hmm. and you can listen to it and you can watch it and it, man, you'll be motivated. You'll be inspired, but you're like, but
what's my next step?
You know, I'm happy. I'm inspired, but I'm still broke, Terry.
Yeah.
So what we've tried to do is approach this thing from a holistic standpoint of it takes the inner game and the outer game. You've got to understand what to do, but you also got to understand why you're doing it.
Yeah.
What to expect mm-hmm. and how to pivot when it don't work out.
Yes.
So all those things. Gary has, you know, he's been with me a while and he's one of my top recruiters. And a thing I think about Gary is he knows how to quantify the things where he just keeps it simple. Mm-hmm. Just keep it simple. Don't get so bogged down in the weeds, because there's a billion things you could do with TW3. Mm-hmm. There's a billion different directions you could go, because it's got all these tools, all these different ways of making money. But Gary is just like, no, here's what you need to do. Step 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, just do this, rinse, yeah. wash, and repeat, make money. Mm-hmm. So Gary, what would you say that anyone is looking at joining the business and starting with TW3, just from your background, what do you tell that person? You know, what do they need to do first? What do they need to concentrate on? And what do they need to be busy with? And what would you just tell them to sort of get them focused on doing the right stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when somebody enrolls, I mean, there's a lot of training. There's a lot of tools that come in the product line that you have and the different license levels. So, you know, one could, you know, just focus on, you know, trying to do too many things
right.
at one time, which is not, you know, the best idea.
Right.
So, you know, you want to start, you know, things just like you commented on, just keep stuff, you know, simple, basic, straightforward, where you can follow just a few steps, and then you can kind of, you know, get into the business where you're making money. Like the call center, you know, like most people start off in the call center because it's going to take the least amount of their effort, you know, and time, training, okay, and where they can make a sale and make money, you know, very quickly. Okay.
Right.
So so I tell them just to learn the scripts, get them down so you don't have to, you know, become an expert on the whole product line, you know, too, as well,
right,
before you start making money. So I just try to, just like you have it mapped out on a step-by-step basis on, you know, for somebody to follow it so they're not confused and just spinning their wheels and trying to do too many things and fill their plate up too full all at one time. So I tell my clients that's not realistic. We don't expect that from you. We don't recommend that.
Right.
And, you know, and then that, you know, so we just have the basic steps to start off with. And, you know, part of it is on the scripts and getting that down is what I emphasize with my clients.
Right.
So they can kind of, you know, sound like they halfway know what they're talking about. And then that way, then they can make money and then they can progress and, you know, propel themselves, you know, from there.
Sure. Sure. Good stuff. Well, I want to play a question, Gary, and I think you're uniquely qualified to answer this one. This was called in earlier by, let's see here, Jeff. He's been with me for just, he's in Columbus, Ohio, and he called in a question, and he's got several members on tonight. And even though he is an elite member, like yourself, but he's just starting out. So what I want to do is play this question, and of course I'll give my feedback, but I want you to speak into it, and matter of fact, all you guys, so listen to this question real quick, and then we'll answer it.
Hi, Terry. This is Jeff, an ELT member here in Columbus, Ohio. Could you explain the major distinctions that TW3 offers compared to other online opportunities? Thanks.
So he's been in business before. He's had other business opportunities, and he's a major recruiter for different biz ops, and he's sort of worked in the career counseling and coaching space. But his question is, what's distinctive about TW3? And so let's just go around the room. We'll start with Lindsay because you've been in biz op, and then we'll go with Reagan and then Gary, and then I'll button it up. What would you say is the distinction if someone's on the show tonight and they're looking for a way, a legitimate way to make money from home, and they're shopping out and trying to find different things? What would you say? Because you've got your own business at home. Mm-hmm. This is outside of TW3, and this, just speak to what would you say is the differences and the selling points compared to others.
I would say one of the greatest things TW3 has to offer is that you can generate numerous income streams.
Right.
You're not limited. And what I do, for example, it's retail. So I buy wholesale, I sell retail.
Right.
And I do have people under me. So I guess there's two ways that I can earn income. With TW3, I can't even count how many ways I can earn money.
So that's a pro and a con, like Gary was saying, because there are so many ways, but it is super diverse.
Well, and it speaks to different people. Like,
right,
personally, I think that the website and the landing pages and all that and the referral marketing,
mm-hmm,
that is intriguing to me, and that's
right,
what I want to learn more about. So, I mean, that speaks to me, but somebody else who's really great with phone sales and just wants to be on the phone all day,
right,
you know, and work that business and work that side hustle and make it a full-time hustle, they
right
can do that. You can earn what you want to earn.
Right, right.
And you got a bunch of different ways to choose how to
so
do it.
So it's unlimited income, which there's a lot of them out there. I mean, honestly, if you're in sales in any type of business, they're mm-hmm all unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the fact that we're diverse. I mean,
yeah,
we've got so many different people making money so many different ways,
yes,
with our platform, which is nice. Reagan, what would you say?
I think it'd be our training and our transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, we try and tell everybody, this is, you come at this level, this is what you're going to get, and this is what you want to use it for. I mean, we try and coach
yeah
them and tell them, like, give them the direction, sort of the nudge of where they need to go. And then once they get in, just the loads of training we have, which, once again, can be good and bad. It can be overwhelming, but we've done a good job with the help of Chris as well, when he was helping us build our site, just streamlining, you know, step one. Here's
right. Here's all
videos,
the things you need to know
right
about step one.
Right. Here's what you need to do. Here's
right
how you're going to set it up. Here's a step-by-step. If the step-by-step doesn't work, here's a PDF, like, you know, whatever it may be. Now, granted, it's probably not perfect, and we're always looking to improve
absolutely
it, but I think that alone is probably something.
The biggest challenge with our training,
most business opportunities,
yeah, I think is when you're dealing with technology, it's a moving target.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So as soon as I get a video created,
something's changed.
Technology changes.
An API key needs to be updated.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, yeah.
So that thing. So that biggest challenge. But I do agree. And Tracy mentioned it a couple weeks ago, and it's nice to hear, Lindsay, you talk about it, and we hear a ton of people how it's just sequentially laid out.
Mm-hmm.
One, do this.
Right.
Here's all the videos you need to know about doing number one. Then number two, you need to do this.
Yeah.
Here's all the videos and training you'll need to know. And I think with creating the PDF, the biggest hurdle is step four.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest challenge because it gets a little bit.
The PDF is life-giving for that process.
Yeah. The PDF, I think, has helped a lot. Mm-hmm. Gary, how would you answer that question? What's the uniqueness about this over other business opportunities as you see it?
Well, with your product line, you have a lot of different products that are used. Now, you can find individual products from, you know, individual companies online, you know, a lot of the product line, but you're not going to find everything put together the way it's boxed in here at TW3. You know, I tell my clients that, you know, we don't have any competition. Okay,
right.
So, with the way the resale rights are and how you're able to make $450, $850, $1,500 in the call center, the inbound call center, how you're able to use the RMP for the referral marketing partners for the transferral work and make money automatically there, how you're able to use the product line to further benefit your product or service that you're struggling with or you're just bringing to the marketplace, and you're going to be able to educate yourself and learn all these tools on how to market stuff in a really efficient, you know, way, a
very
organized way. And then, so I tell my clients that you're not going to find anything out there like this online. So we have zero competition from that perspective. Okay. When you can be involved with a product that doesn't have any competition, I mean, that gives you a huge competitive edge. I mean, that's pretty much unusual to be associated with something that doesn't have any competition, from the way you have everything, you know, put together from the different license levels, in the product line. So that's what I tell my clients, you know, it, and that's, you know, they don't expect to hear that comment because, you know, with any product that you're associated with, I mean, you're going to have competition. That's just, you know, healthy, you know, business marketplace, you know, products and services. But yeah, with what you have, it's, you know, no competition from what I, you know, what I tell my clients. So yeah, that's, that would be the one thing that I point out, you know, there, and people really, you know, are really impressed with that, you know, when they hear that, you know, too, as well.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, that's what I would say the difference is, you know, right there.
So, and you was going where I was headed. So I just put a fine point and I won't belabor it. But one of the unique things that I like about our platform, and I don't know of any other business that I've ever been involved with that works this way. When I worked with Western and Southern Life, which was a financial company, I was a rep for Western and Southern Life.
Mm-hmm.
I was a producer. I was an employee for Western and Southern Life. When I worked for Hames Music, I was a sales manager at Hames Music.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked, when I owned a company, even I was with TW3, you're the rock star. There's only one Gary Green.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary is selling the Gary Green package and system, and TW3 is the training packages and the tools that he uses to build his business. But there's only one Gary.
Right.
So no one can compete with him. He's got his own blog, his own website, his own mm-hmm. stuff. We've got ways to train. You've got that as well. And so I like, and Gary was just hitting home. When you are the rock star, when you're the person, then you don't have to worry about, well, hey, is the guy down the road selling XYZ going to beat me out? No, because our prices are fixed. They are what they are. And number two, you are the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about that. Did you have a question, Ray?
Oh, no, I was just going to go into and sort of there only being one you. I know we have a lot of members, Tracy being one of them, that sort of does a really good job of sort of tying in her businesses with TW3. Like, she does real estate and
she's doing her business like I did my business in insurance. She does it in real estate. Okay. Whereas she's recruiting people into her real estate business. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, here's a platform, because you're going, it doesn't matter what business you're in, you're going to have leads.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbuster. So she's saying, you join my agency, you work with me in the real estate business. Here is a platform to use.
Right. I like that.
To produce leads, to promote and have a secondary stream of income. Mm-hmm. And here's all the training, marketing training you're going to need.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what we supply her is, like, we're the back office for the Tracy Matthews agency.
That's really cool.
So yeah, it's just it's. I think Gary hit it on head. You stole my thunder, Gary. Great minds do something alike. I don't know. I don't know if you could accuse us of thinking though.
Well, my clients get me mixed up. They say, "Well, is this Terry?" I said, "No, this is Gary." You know, our name kind of maybe just a little bit similar. You know,
you need a GW3. Gary Greenbacks, absolutely. You got questions coming in that
we have plenty of questions when you're ready to
go ahead. And we'll take some questions just so we're answering them. And then I'm going to show you. Go ahead.
And also, excuse me one second. So I had a couple of clients that may be on here tonight. I told them I'd mention their name.
Oh, go ahead.
Hopefully they may be on here. One guy is named Bill Glass. So if he's on here, we want to say hello. And
hello, Bill Glass. Good to have you on tonight.
And then we have a Frank Pacito may be on here this evening too as well. So if he's on, we want to say hello to Frank.
Hey, Frank.
And then I had an elite member today made his first sale today.
Yay. Awesome.
So he called me today, and he had, when my clients are making their first sale, it's very exciting.
Absolutely.
You know, you're like your first sale, you're like walking on air. You know, like I said earlier, you got like an extra spring in your step.
Yep.
So they're like super excited. So I said, congratulations. A lot of times they'll call just because they have a question. It's their first enrollment. So that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
He had a question. The customer was paying via PayPal. So he had a question about how that process unfolded, and answered that for him and said, hey, great job. And, and he's all kinds of excited. So I wanted to.
And Gary, you're an expert here and been with us forever. And I've said this many. Do you agree with the statement? The hardest sale in this business is not an elite package. It's not a plus package. It's not a sales rep and trainer package. It's not even our APS $25,000 system. The hardest sale is your first sale. Would you agree with that?
Right. Correct. Yes. That's right. Once you make your first sale, then
it's all downhill from there.
You're doing stuff correctly.
That's right.
So then you have a blueprint to. Springboard, from there. So yeah, I definitely agree with that for sure.
Just rinse, wash, and repeat.
keep it simple, keep it simple, straightforward, just keep it real, real easy. So that way you're not trying to, overload everything. So yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. What questions we got, Mr. Reagan?
So our first question, want to make sure we hit this first, cause we actually missed this last week.
Okay.
They asked and, sure. I just missed it, but,
First name? You don't have to give the last.
This is Mike. This comes from Mike. And it's a good question, cause this will help anybody that's listening now and sort of wants information on our products. But, he says, was looking for the best video or PDF maybe that best describes the products and prospects that are not, application examples for prospects that are not interested in the business opportunity, but only want information on the products and more specifics to determine what solution suits them best.
Oh yeah. So that goes to who buys TW3. There's two types of clients that we have. We have people that are buying it for buying our system as a solution, as a tool, mm-hmm. because they've already got a business. They just need marketing tools and training. And then we have people that are looking for a business opportunity. So that's the two ways that we're people buy our system. And so if you want to sort of cut out all of the business op of this business and just want to see the tools, raw tools, you can go to TerryWilson3.com/tools, TerryWilson3.com/tools. And those are all the tools that are offered in the TW3 packages. And then if you want to know which package is right for you, if you're wanting to use it as a tool, you're either going to want the plus system or the elite system. You do not want the sales rep and trainer, because all you're trained on there is how to sell our system. We don't train you on how to use the tools. You have some of them, not all of them. You have some of them just so you can speak intelligently to people that you're selling to, but that's the only purpose and the only reason you have some of these tools is just so that you can speak and answer questions intelligently.
And sort of a follow-up to it, he said, I've seen the realtor application of the tools and heard of the pizza example, because you have that pizzeria video.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But do we have a place to review and get more ideas for applications of various industries to get marketing ideas?
Yeah, it's in our plus package. There are literally thousands of different types of businesses. So there's no way. I try to hit the high spots, retail, restaurant, direct sales.
Which are available to everybody, I believe, right?
Which are available. Well, the what's available is available to everyone.
Right.
And that's under, you can go to terrywilson3.com/YouTube.
Yeah. See a whole, the video. This, yeah.
Yeah. Whole inventory and it's categorized. So if you're wanting to look at real estate, there's some real estate. If you want to see insurance, if you want to see some money hacks. But as far as how to, Michael, is Michael on tonight? He just sent me a text. Michael, if you got Reagan, send Reagan a text. And if I need to do something, let me know. Michael C. But that's over at terrywilson3.com/YouTube. And then once you're a plus member, we have training in the back. It's under your advanced tab, number 7, on how to use these tools specifically to generate leads for this, that, or the other.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Any other questions?
Yes. We got a few.
So, okay.
You know,
we'll
be prepared.
We'll take our time. We've got, I won't know everything, but Gary's on here, thank God, and he can handle what I don't know.
This comes from John. He says, hey guys, just wanted to ask if someone really is on the fence about making the decision to move forward, but the only hang up is coughing up the licensing fee. What else can we use to these prospects to change besides persuading them to view it as an investment and not an expense or minimal price or low payment per month?
Well, the easiest way to sell our system, and what I would tell everyone, is marginalize and minimalize your risk. And how you can do that is take some financial pressure off yourself. Maybe set this up in an installment plan rather than coming off the hip all at once. Get the plus package. And the reason I say the plus, but I try to talk everyone, not because I'm trying to make more money or trying to sell something bigger. The reason I want most people, if they can't afford it at all possible, and if you can't, step down and do at least the sales rep and trainer at a minimum. But the reason I want you to do the plus package is because you'll have the one-on-one training. You'll have the advanced training in the back office. You've got a lot more tools and you got a lot more resources at your disposal. Okay, and you can get that set up at myzippyloan.com, myzippyloan.com, for like $49 a month.
Here's my thought on that real quick.
Please.
Any entrepreneur will tell you that you will have business expenses, and you can write them off.
It's all tax deductible.
It is. You have to have things that help you run your business smoothly, and this is such an investment. There's so much that
you know what you're doing, you'll pay less in taxes and make more money as an entrepreneur. And I am not an accountant, and I'm not giving out legal advice at all. So caveat emptor, but you know what you're doing.
Well, think about it. You know, like for me, I have to ship packages. Mm-hmm. You better believe I am doing what I can to make that process easier. I have shipping technology that I don't have to pay for, but I gladly pay for it because it makes my life easier. Right. And if you're trying to start a business, you need tools that make your life easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the way to do it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Gary, what would you
say? Work smart, not hard, you know? So,
that's
yeah.
right.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, just minimalize your risk by setting up in payments. And the other thing that the Plus Package offers, and this is, just goes back to the distinction between our businesses, our business versus other businesses, is we offer a 90-day money-made guarantee if you come in at the Plus level or above. Now, what that means is it's not a money-back guarantee. It's a money-made guarantee. And what we mean is you get our system and you use it the way we show you, and you allow us to verify. That's we're like Ronald Reagan dealing with the Russians in the 80s, you know, trust but verify. We trust you, but we want to verify your activity. If you're doing it the way we show you and you sign up for that and you're plus level or better, we guarantee you a minimal results of $400 to $1,600, or we suspend all of your monthly admin fee. I get you connected with another company that we work with, and we can build a resume for you and get you on immediately working hourly at home. So you're making some hourly income that's coming in while you're still active with us until we get you up and running. I introduced that almost a year ago, folks, and I have not had to pay out on it yet, because I know if you do it the way we show you, you're going to make money. The only way you can't make money is you don't do it the way we show you. You know, you've got to have a minimum amount of leads coming in your funnel. You got to follow up the way we show you. You got to talk to them the way we show you. You got to present it the way we show you. You got to stay active even when you don't see results. And that gets into mindset, because sometimes people have a hard time of continuing to work when they're not seeing immediate fruit. Mm-hmm. And that's part of being an entrepreneur. I go to work every day. I put in the same amount of effort, no matter if I've got 10 grand coming in that day or I didn't have anything coming that's that right. day. You just got to. That's the way to do it.
Well, this is a good segue into this one, because it goes into your 90-day money-made guarantee, and it's also into the plus package. I'm a little unclear about your availability to do one-on-ones. As you said, you're going to be out of the office for several weeks. I suppose I'll be able to see your availability on the calendar in the back office. Forgive me if I seem to be asking too many questions, which they're not. We love all questions. Joining Plus is a significant investment, which yes. it is, of my time and money, and I am trying to do what I can to be clear on my game plan before I hit the start button.
Who is that from?
This is from Tony.
Tony. Okay. So, Tony, you're going to see my calendar, and I take one-on-one coaching, once a week. You'll see my calendar, and it'll be available. Sometimes you have to book it a week out in advance just because I do keep a pretty busy calendar. But even if I'm traveling, I take that one day that I do all my coaching, and I just don't have vacation that day. Okay. But I will tell you this. You will get more training, more support by working with our reps out in the field than coming on with me directly. Cause I don't know if you're the same person, but someone sent me an email the other day saying, I want to work directly with you, which is fine. But I tell people, if you're really buying into wanting to use the system and wanting as much as support as possible, you're always going to get more support from other people, just because I'm the one guy and there's thousands of them out there. And that's why we've set our system up the way we did, because, I couldn't support everybody one-on-one all the time. So, but you're going to see my calendar. You're going to be able to, because if you come on with me directly, if this is the same guy, you're still going to get the same amount of time. You get the 4 one-on-one 15-minute sessions after you watch all the training. If you will come on with one of our reps, and that we encourage you to come on with one of our reps, you get what they offer. And Gary's got some great training, as well as other people. And so I don't know who he's working with, but you get all of their stuff. So you get the benefit of them and their time and their support. Plus, you get the 4 one-on-ones with me as well. So, I would do that if at all possible. And I'm not trying to talk people out of doing business with me by no means, but I just want if that's the
we also have the Wednesday night trainings.
So and we have the Wednesday night trainings where if you have any questions, and that's the biggest thing. Wednesday nights we do a group training, and I show my computer screen, and if you've got any questions, you ask Reagan, and I illustrate it right there on the computer screen. This is exactly how you do whatever it is you're asking about. So good stuff.
There's a chance we cut out. I'm not saying we did, but either my computer acting up. Are you good on your end? Check your internet.
I don't know. If we're still live, someone sent in a...
They can't do that because PureChat crashed.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Gary's still there. Let me go over. So you thinking PureChat might have crashed?
Well, YouTube cut out for me as well. I think we...
Yeah, YouTube on my side too.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, so I think we cut out for a bit there.
Oh, no. Okay.
It wasn't long. It was maybe 30 seconds, I think, because...
Okay. Well, we are recording this, so if there's a segment that was lost, hopefully they can go back and see it. So I don't know if it's the internet. Hey,
thing about training, I wanted to comment on, before we move on to the next topic. But
Yeah,
I tell my clients, we have all kinds of training that's built in. That's something that you're not going to just find with any kind of online work from home remote business. I mean, there's training that's built in on every single product, that you already have built in, Terry. Then you have, your training from your sales rep and trainer, okay? Then you also get 24/7 access to technical support. And then there's training with you on Wednesday nights live nationwide. So I tell my clients, that there's like, hey, if I need some help, you're the only person that I can talk to. I said, no, we have multiple channels that you're going to gain access to. That we're going to support you from multiple different directions, from technical support, from your sales rep and trainer, from Terry Wilson himself on Wednesday nights answering questions live and, training, answering questions, making product announcements if needed, just keeping all the members up to speed. So I wanted to make that comment. I think people would like to, hear that type of perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very good. I'm glad you brought that out.
Because we cut out, you might want to update either relaunch your live feature.
Okay.
Because I'm checking terrywilson3.com/live and it's bringing it back to the beginning of the podcast.
I'm not sure if we're still live. Okay. Well, we are recording. This is live, but I can go over to YouTube real quick and go to live stream and I'll put it on our live page real quick. And I tell you, we like this doing YouTube. We really do. But man, every once in a while, if you lose a stream or something, it gets a little testy. So I don't know.
A little bit wonky there. Huh?
A little wonky at times, which it's just technology. So I'm going over there right now while we're on this live podcast, and I'll fix it real quick. Have you got Pure Chat back up?
Yeah, Pure Chat's ready to go. Everybody can send in their questions, and you're still live on. If you go to your YouTube channel, you're live.
I got you. It's just on the live.
Yeah, terrywilson3.com/live. It expired.
I will go over real quick and fix that. Isn't that a bummer?
Could it be this weather? This rain for the whole week?
Yeah, honestly, when these thunderstorms happen and stuff, it's just like, because we had a membership training last Wednesday night that I had to do again.
Oh, no.
Simply because, the system went down. So, and here I am trying to edit a page while on a live podcast. And so I hope I don't screw something up here. I'm trying to walk and chew gum at the same time, Gary. Have you ever tried to do that?
Oh, yeah. I've done that more than one time, I'm sure.
Okay, so check us out and see if we're back live over at terrywilson3.com/live.
I'm answering a few.
They're probably trying to say, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Okay, Michael said he's still seeing the live stream, so hopefully there's still a few people
that
are still on. But I know we got a few questions from people saying it cut out, so just go to terrywilson3.com/live.
Yeah.
And if you're in the tickets, I'm telling you this anyway.
So. Okay, good deal. Well, hopefully everyone's seeing us again. So let's get going. I want to give a quick illustration for our marketing minute. And, of course, I've got this nifty little jingle. I know y'all love that. That's why I play it, just so I can see Reagan roll his eyes.
Love is a loose term.
Love is a loose term. Love is a bridge. But I'm going to go over here real quick. And this is where I was talking about. I made about $100, $150 for a few days that I ran this. And this is just one of our RMPs that you can get from Gary, myself, anybody else out in the field that is selling the TW3 package. But this is my blog where I talk about it a little bit. $100, $150 a day. You can go to terrywilson3.com/blog. But right there, I ran this ad, okay? I ran this ad on social media. I ran it. I did some email marketing. I did some text marketing. And I probably had about, time is all said and done, probably about 28, 35, somewhere in that ballpark of marketing. And ran it for 2 days, made 110 one day, 148 the next day. Nice. And what they do is they pay me $10 for everybody that enrolls. And what this company does is they're looking for people that can fill out surveys working from home. They just need people to look at this product, test this product, and fill out a survey about that product. And they give you the product, and then they even pay you a little bit and some.
That's awesome.
It's an awesome little opportunity. And but we, because we have all these marketing assets, and we have a blog, and we have landing pages, we have autoresponders, I'm just driving traffic like I would anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom. And you can do that. Now, I only ran it for a few days because I like to test things out, see if it worked, and announce it, and then let it rest, you know. And then if I wanted to do this full time, I could go around the country, hit this pocket, and do that. But I don't, because I ain't got that kind of time. I'm doing it more for just illustration and educational purposes. But that's a great little tool. And to do that, though, takes what we're talking about tonight. Mindset and skill set. Mm-hmm. You have to have skills to do what?
Make money.
Well, make money, but more practical, put that landing page together.
Oh, yeah.
put that graphic together.
Yep.
How to use that email, dialer, whatever I'm using.
Yeah.
Place that ad. Skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have skill sets. Got to have mindset. Why? Because I didn't... Even though I'm illustrating this and really didn't try but one time and made that kind of money, I've been doing this a while.
Right.
And I have stumped my toes more times than I've had successes. And I've worked around it.
And now you make money in your sleep, literally.
Well, no, I just, I know what to do now. But it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
And so many people, what frustrates me is so many people say, I have this dream, but they don't have the dedication to make that dream a reality. Mm-hmm. And that comes into that mindset. Yeah. People quit so, I don't want to curse, people quit so dadgum quickly on themselves. If they would just stop, drop, and give themselves a breath. And that's one of the things, and Gary alluded to it, keep it simple. When you first, the thing I like about TW3 is all these things that we show you, you can do, and you're going to have the tools to do it, but you're not going to do it the first day. Mm-hmm. You're not going to probably do it the first month. And that's why we have this sort of system. Here's how you can start making money quickly.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. And then as you're making money and as you get that cash flow, then you can afford to try something that didn't work and you blew $100.
Yeah.
But you can't afford to blow $100 if you're not making money.
Right.
So make the money first. And so that's what it's all about. So that's why, you know, you'll hear me say mindset and skill set, because it takes both. If you go and you listen to all mindset all the time, and you're inspired, you can go listen to Tony Robbins and he'll get you all jacked up. But then what do you do with that energy? Mm-hmm. And then you go listen to some of these tech geeks at social media marketing, all this other stuff, but they don't deal any of the mindset stuff, and people try it. Oh, it's difficult. They quit and they go away.
Yeah. Well, the tech people, a lot of them don't even speak English.
No.
So there's that.
That's true.
No. That's true. Absolutely.
But you guys, the way that your training is laid out, like, because I'll admit one of my strengths is not technical stuff. It is not. I'm married to an engineer, and he is strong in that area. And I honestly thought that he was going to have to hold my hand through it, but he didn't. I did it by myself.
Yeah. And you can, and people can. I mean, you know, it's totally possible. It just requires that determination and going, no, I'm going to learn this, you know.
Yeah.
And with there being Wednesday night trainings and, you know, chat support, and I mean, you know, we've gone for people that didn't words that were delivered over text wasn't able to satisfy them. We'll make videos for them. I mean, now, you know, we don't always do that, but we'll take that extra step to, you know, help you guys.
Well, that's what Wednesday nights are for, because they're recorded.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like, so there's an archive. I'm sure.
There's an archive. Yeah. There's a big archive. Yeah,
absolutely.
So that was the illustration I wanted to give tonight about just one way that you can use our system and make tons of money doing it. And, you know, the deal is real, as Neil said one time, and Gary can attest. Gary, you've been with us so long, and you've recruited. I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, but you're an elite member. An elite member, every time they bring someone on, they get not only the upfront commission, but they get a residual. How many people have you recruited in your business? Just roughly.
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, I don't even really kind of count it up like that. I just look at it on a weekly basis. You know, just enroll.
But that residual's nice. Would you at least testify to that? The residual income of that elite package is nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The residual income that I have now is a full-time income, that by itself. But yeah, for sure.
So, and thank God Gary's not satisfied. He keeps going out there and selling. So, you know, I told him, I said, don't get lazy on me. I know you're making a ton of money. And he says, no, I'm building this house.
Yeah, I told my clients, I was like, yeah, you guys, you got to. We've shown you how to use automation tools and training and multiple streams of income every day, day in, day out, right there.
It's all right there. It's all right there. Well, Reagan has got a segment, and we affectionately refer to this as Tacos to Bed. And this is
that's normally what it's called. Now, this week's a little bit different because I don't think they're stupid.
I don't think
this is a
And by the way, Stuck on Stupid is not about people.
Yeah.
It's about activities that are stupid. That
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it can be about people.
Well,
I'm not going to. Sometimes it can be.
It can be.
I'm not saying it has been yet. It can be in the future.
Don't get us in timeout.
Don't,
this
please.
I'm not.
I've responded to enough email.
Let me clarify. Nothing we've done thus far is about an individual person, and tonight's not going to be.
Right.
But in the future, there might be somebody I want to talk about.
You want to reserve the ride.
I'm just wanting to say that. You know,
leave that door alive.
You just want to reserve the ride. If someone's stupid,
let's not shut that
it.
Door yet. Well, there's a lot of people on Earth. No, this is actually from my Facebook feed, and I don't know this person personally.
Okay.
It was shared through, you know, someone that I don't keep up with that very often, but I read the entire post, and it honestly, instead of, you know, stuck on stupid, it made me sad, because it goes to what we're talking about tonight, which is mindset. And just getting into this person's mindset kind of made me depressed, because I don't like it hurt me to like think of someone else. That's how they think. That's how they go through life, and that's the way they're thinking. Because I know people go through struggles, and I know people, but it's how we react to that and how you sort of overcome that. So I'm going to read this, and it is a bit of a mouthful. So just as a prepper, this will take maybe a couple minutes or so. But so it says, every day I handle more money than I will ever make. Every day. At the start of my employment, my boss showed me videos of people stealing, and we both had to chuckle about it. How silly they were. There was a camera overhead, and it's not to watch the shoppers. See, we can't actually stop shoplifters. They get away with it maybe 9 out of 10 times. But we, who are watched and tallied and witnessed, we are always caught. At first, it was hard to hold $100 bills, an amount I had never seen before. An amount that didn't exist in my household. It's normal now. Here's something that is not for me. What the heck? I'll take another, says the man, pondering our $200 watches. What the heck? Total comes to $580 and not even a flinch in his face. I've been working for 11 hours today and only made $110. It will go to my rent. Today I work for free. It feels. When I get my check, I will have $35 left for food and savings. The $600 he hands me to go into the cash register. For a moment, I imagine having money. Then I put it away, counting out his change. I know for a fact we sell our products for double what they are worth, that I could be making commission, that they could hand me those $580 and change my life and not even mark the difference in their checkbooks. He's not the only sale they make today, but I am the only reason they made it. He's not the only one spending $600, but I hadn't spent 2 hours with him telling me about his life, he wouldn't have spent any. I go home, and I don't own a watch. I've watched and rewatched a video on how to make salmon for 4 days. My shopping list is always the same: pasta, rice, and tuna. If I could afford butter, it would be a good week. I dream of the world I will never walk in, where I can throw the best fish fillet in the cart without a shrug. I hold hundreds in my hand and look up at the camera. I put all the cash in the drawer. I go to work. I scrap together my savings. I eat my bowl of rice slowly. My manager takes a paid week from work just for his birthday. He owns a yacht. I'm not worth the cost of a watch. Now that's heavy. Man. That's heavy stuff. It is really sad. And I tried to give a heads up. It's not a funny segment this week, but
I hate that someone has been conditioned to process life that way.
Right.
Because that person's not stupid.
No. And that's what I was trying to clear. This week is not a stuck on stupid.
Hold on a second. That mindset, because the definition of stupid is someone who cannot learn.
Right.
I'm ignorant. I'm ignorant on a lot of things.
Really?
Believe it or not. But if I read a book, if I try and I fail and I try and I fail, I'll eventually learn whatever I'm ignorant about.
Right.
Stupid happens when I have told myself, it is what it is. It's not going to change. I can't move from this. This is the way. And so many college kids, so many people in life are being told that they can't do or experience any more than what their present circumstance. And that's just a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it keeps them stuck on stupid. They're not stupid, but they're stuck in stupid, on stupid. Because here's the thing. The person that shared that comes from the same area, same background, same education, same life experiences, same everything, not that I did, that so many other people. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only difference is I had a mother that told me you could be and do and have anything you want in life if you just help enough other people.
Yeah.
You know, and you can, the same tax code, the same country, the same opportunity is afforded to that person. And I told Reagan when he shared this story, I said, do you want to know the reason why I went out on my own? I went independent. I started my own company. I loved the company I was working for. And I still do. And I love the people. I still love the people that I work for. They gave me my break. I was just a snot-nosed kid that knew direct sales, but I loved music. And they hired me into their music store. They were pretty well off, and they needed a piano and keyboard salesman and a band salesman. I could play horn, and I was learning to play keyboard, and so I got this gig.
Yeah.
Well, within
a few years, I was their top producer. And another year or two, started winning awards. And so one of the piano companies that we represented came and said, hey, this year, the top so many people that sells this line of piano, we're going to give an Alaskan cruise to. And I said, wow. And so I went to, there was two owners. I went to one of the owners and I said, this is what this piano company is offering. I would like, if I win this, can I have it? Because I'd really like to go for it. He said, absolutely. So I worked my tail off that year. I did trade shows. I rented trucks, rider trucks, and loaded them up with grand pianos and went to armories all over the Southeast and had these armory sales and stuff. Mm-hmm. I sold a buttload. I was the number one dealer in the entire country of that particular mm-hmm. piano line. I won the award. It came down. The other owner came to me and says, we don't give employees manufacturing spiffs. That goes to the owners. And I said, well, this owner said that I could have it. He said, he didn't talk to me. I'm taking that Alaskan cruise. Now, I was aggravated. I was irritated.
Rightfully so.
I was told one thing and another thing happened. But I will tell you to this day, I love both of those guys. They gave me my opportunity. But that was just enough motivation by being screwed by the man
yeah.
that I took their advice. Because one of them told me one time, if you ever think you can do this and do it better, we don't say this in jest, buy us out or start your own thing. Because yeah. we don't hold anybody back. And I was like, you know, I'll just start my own thing.
Yeah.
Because yeah. the dirty little secret is selling that many pianos that year helped my commission check. Because they still paid me what my commissions were.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I took, you know, extra 50 grand and bankrolled it into starting another business. The point is, TW3's here. There's other business opportunities there. If you're out there, you're in the highways and you're in the byways and you're like, I'm stuck here. I don't like my life. I don't like working for the man. I want to be the man, as Jack Black says. You can do it.
Yeah.
But it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, see, I think the thing is, reading that, for me, I get the idea of going, well, I would love to take a vacation, but I have to, you know, put a month in and then someone else, they just go off and, you know, the owner just leaves whenever he wants. But the thing is, instead of just being upset about that, if that's what you want to do and you want to, let's say, own the watch store that you was in, learn what he did to get there. Like, don't stop yeah. at, I'm just his employee. Go own your own store.
Find out what he's, learn everything yeah. about that business.
Right.
Because
right.
when I went to work for that music store, I knew nothing about who the manufacturers were. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about where to get the products from.
Yep.
I knew nothing about anything in that industry. I was a student. I learned everything. So mm-hmm. when they said, we're going out of business, do you want to buy our business? I said, nope. I said, I'll just start my own thing. I picked up the phone, and because I had worked my tail off making them rich,
yep.
yeah.
when I called this manufacturer, says, I'm starting my own company. I'm going up here. Do you think they gave me a heart? Hey, you're the guy that created, because we noticed that their sales were here. And then when Terry Wilson showed up, their sales went here.
Yeah.
So, yes, we'd like to go work hard.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wherever you are, work yeah. hard. Mm-hmm. Put in the sweat equity. You can go and be whatever you want. It just breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no ATM in any cry closet I've ever been in. Good Lord. So anyway,
stuck on sadness this week.
That yeah. was
sorry, guys. But there's a learning lesson there, and I think it was worth it.
Well, right. I'll make a comment about sadness. Is the Rockets game last night?
Oh, please!
You want something to cry
so
about?
So many that's friends have sad, been giving me a hard time. I don't even right want to there. Talk about it.
Can I not get fired if I say who are the Rockets?
That it's an NBA too.
It's NBA. We're sports, Taya. Poor Lindsay, the one female Rockets in this man. Whole group's like, who are the Rockets? So, Miss Lindsay, you're talking about things that you need to work on each and every day.
Yes.
What do people, because you've been in business a while and you're like Gary, you're a top producer. What does these entrepreneurs or these new entrepreneurs, what do they need to be working on? What do you work on each and every day to grow and promote your business?
So a couple of things, but they both fall under the umbrella of intentionality.
Okay.
You have to wake up every day with an intention.
Yeah.
You have to plan your day and be intentional with your time. Otherwise, you'll get, you know, stuck in a rabbit hole on Facebook. Or,
tell
you know,
me about it.
You have to be intentional. So,
someone will post something that will tick you off and will rob you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So under that umbrella of intentionality, the first thing I would say is communication. If you have leads coming in, be responsive, be super responsive. Mm. I feel like as a business professional, one thing that has taken my business farther than it could have been if I had not been this way is the fact that whenever someone contacts me, I respond promptly. I respond promptly. I acknowledge whatever it is they're contacting me about. I validate whatever feelings are expressed,
right,
whether good or bad, whether it's, hey, I love your business, or, hey, I'm really sad about this.
Yeah.
Like, I acknowledge, validate, and respond. So if you get some leads coming into your funnel, respond promptly. Yeah. Make that effort. Be intentional.
Very good. Yeah.
And then the other thing I would say is business planning. Where are we going? What does your 1 month goal look like? What does your 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, and 12 month? Where are we going? On TW3, you have so many options.
Yep.
So maybe the first month you pick one and you work it and you hustle and you learn it. And then you set a goal for yourself that by 3 months, you want to have three of the tools mastered.
Right.
So business planning, it's really, really important. Every month when I look at the month spread open in my planner that I'm obsessed with, I look at how many events I have and I know how many sales I plan to make from these events. And I say, is this how much money I want to earn? Because I decide how much money I make every month.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's amazing.
But you can do that because you've taken the time to develop the skill sets.
True.
That you know you can execute. Mm-hmm. It's just like me. If I want to make X amount, I know I got to talk to so many people.
Yep.
And to talk to so many people means I have to do this type of activity to talk to that many people.
Yep.
And so I just plan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the activity I'm going to do Monday. Here's the activity I'm going to do Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday is when I'm going to close. This mm-hmm. is this. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I take off.
I would say one more thing. When you're talking to your people, when you're working these leads, whatever kind of business you're in, and I feel like this is pretty much common sense, but I still feel like I need to say it anyways.
No, trust me.
It needs to be said.
It needs to be said.
brush up on your communication skills.
Ooh.
That is what my master's is in. And in my world, the world that I do business in, I am sometimes shocked at some of the things I see other people that do similar things to what I do, how they respond to people that are interested. So brush up on your communication skills.
Yes.
You know, be excited. Care about what your people care about. Be a human.
Yeah.
Don't just be like a social media robot and like. Like, don't do that.
When you took communications in college, did you ever, I think it was Maya Angelou, did you ever read that quote where she said, people will quickly forget about what you tell them, but will often never forget how you made them feel?
That's the truest truth, because I've had people come and tell me, I do business with you. I have options. I have other people I could do this with, but I come to you because of how you do things. And it's really how they feel.
Yeah, it's how you make them feel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with me, sometimes I'm really hard on myself because I hear myself and I was like, my God, how have I made a living at what I do sitting at home talking in a microphone? My grammar is awful. My syntax is terrible. You know, I don't even understand.
Hey,
I mean, what's that cartoon where that guy talked? Well, never mind. We're going to chase a rabbit here. But I've come to learn there's one thing that I can control better than the grammar, the syntax, and, you know, putting a fine point on a lot of things I wished I could at times. I can intentionally say, my goal is when I'm doing this, I want to inspire people.
Mm.
I want to inspire them. I want to motivate them. I want them to know that there's something better for them if they will just believe and act on those beliefs and not give up when those beliefs are challenged.
Mm.
You know, I'm running that through my head all the time because I might flub up a word.
Yeah.
I might come across and he don't make no sense at all. But if I can make them feel informed, inspired, and illustrate some way of going to the next level, then I think a lot of times people will forgive the other.
They will. And the truth is, you listening to them and being a good listener and practicing good listening skills, you might be the only person that does that for them all day.
Yeah.
And that,
like I tell my clients, is make sure you're talking with the person,
yeah,
not at the person.
That's good.
You know, so I think that's what you basically were commenting on a moment ago. So that way, you know, there's a difference between talking at the person or talking with the person.
Right. Yeah.
So that way you're kind of having a conversation back and forth, right? And people resonate with that and respond to that. So you can very easily talk at them and not even know it.
Exactly.
You know, until like months later, years later, or never know it.
Right.
You know? And so that's why you got to, there's not one thing you can just kind of pinpoint, but you got to mentally just like, you know, listen to yourself, making sure, you know, that you're, you know, not doing that.
Absolutely. That's good stuff, Gary. Gary's got one of the best scripts in the business. And I think it's based on, he is such a good active listener.
Yeah. Those skills are really, really important.
And to be honest with you, it's something I have to work on. Because I'll listen to myself do some of these shows here, and I'm like, I really need to listen more, because this is where the conversation was going, and all of a sudden I took a hard right. I was like, why did I do that? But, you know, the biggest challenge I have, and I think a lot of people have it, when you're trying to talk, communicate, listen, is I'm too busy trying to think about what I'm going to say next rather than what you're saying right now.
Yeah, I think just about everybody has that inner struggle.
22 years of marriage. Trying to get to my next point. I'm trying to win. No. Any other questions, Reagan?
Not currently. But that being said, we did disconnect for a bit there, and I might have lost a question or two. So if I didn't answer your question, make sure you resubmit it real quick.
Okay. I got one more question that was called in. I'll go ahead and play that so we can answer this one.
Thank you for soliciting for questions for tonight's podcast. I thought that I would mention that I'd like to talk about when people, you know, Terry talked about people who are like musicians and whatnot, and then they have a blog and they're able to monetize that through Terry Wilson's products. How does that work and how does that go? So if that could be part of the podcast tonight, that'd be great.
Sure.
Okay, have a nice day. Thank you.
So that question was from Anthony, and yeah, so there's a couple, I don't want to belabor things that we've already created, but I will illustrate that, Anthony. One of the things that you get at TW3 at any level, rep package, plus package, or elite package, is a blog. Now, once you come in at the plus level or above, you are set up with what we call our referral marketing partners, which will pay you, just like I did with this illustration tonight, to drive traffic over there to them. And then we give you SEO tools and marketing tools to drive that. One of the things I was able to do is take some Google keywords, and I drove thousands of people to this blog right here, and members at TW3 can buy traffic for like $29. It's cheap. Okay. So you can send a ton of traffic to a page. One of the things I'll show you, like, for instance, I'll bring up my sports blog because I'm a big sports fan. So if y'all can see my screen right here, here's my sports blog that I've got. Now, I'm a big Braves fan, right? And so I'm always blogging about the Braves or the Tar Heels or something like that. So one of the things that's unique about TW3, a lot of people that sell products, whether it be thrills, pills, lotions, or potions, retail products, restaurant products, whatever, they're typically online talking about that product. If I can go to social media, find out what's trending in something that I'm interested in, I can use my blog curator, which you can go over to terrywilson3.com/tools, look at the curator and see how it works. But I'll curate a particular article, like that article I just did with the Braves, put it over on my page, send it out to a ton of people on social media that are Braves fans, baseball fans, send them to my traffic. And if you'll notice what just happened when you go to that page, all of a sudden this pop-up happened. Now, what does that do? I'm offering a free audiobook from Tony Dungy there, The Uncommon Life by Tony Dungy. He's a football coach. He's a Christian, great life coach. I really believe in him. So if people click on that and get it now, they go over to terrywilson3.com/freebook, which is a referral marketing partner. They get that free book. They try it out for a month. If they like it, they keep it. If they don't, they let it go. Either way, I don't care. I'm getting paid $20. So, so that's how you can, that's just one way of many ways to monetize a blog. You know, I'm sending traffic over here with content that people are already going to be interested in, and I've got free iPhones. I got myfoodhelp.us. I got a disability guide if you want to learn how to get, if you're having problems with setting up your disability. I've got this business opportunity here, work from home and get paid. I've got paid to speak, how you can work from home, speaking and getting paid. I got free coupons, all of this stuff over here. So if you drive enough traffic over here, people are going to, hey, what's this about? What's this about? Okay. And that's how you monetize a blog. Some of these things I'm selling to make money. Some of these things I'm giving away and I make money. But that's just one way of several ways that you can use our blog and make money with it. So I hope that answered your question. If it didn't, redirect and we'll be more than happy to help you in the chat room. Any other questions?
Nope, I think we're good.
Well, Gary, thanks for coming on tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the invite. I enjoyed speaking and participating and everything else. So a lot of fun. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So, listen, guys, if you find yourself in that situation like that lady that wrote that article, you know, work yourself out of it. That's the best thing I can do because I was out gardening today, of all things, believe it or not. I don't garden mostly. But I had to plant a new tree because the tree that we have is what's called root bound. And right here is me watering that tree. The reason it became root bound is because the people that planted the tree didn't take the wire mesh off of it. Sometimes people have come through a nursery and they were planted in life and that wire mesh has still got them bundled up and they're root bound and they can't grow out. So uproot all that mess, water your life, your career with good stuff, and grow and prosper like you should, because if you can believe it, you can receive it. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.